الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The blessings of the days. Attar supplication. O Allah Almighty, whoever reads or listens to the booklet, the blessings of the days, for the sake of the auspicious days, include them amongst your beloved servants and grant them and their parents entry into Jannatul Firdaus without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Excellence of reciting salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever sends salutations upon me once, Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon him. Whoever recites salat upon me 10 times, Allah Almighty sends 100 mercies upon him. And whoever sends salat upon me 100 times, Allah Almighty inscribes between his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and the fire of hell. And he will be in the company of the martyrs on the day of resurrection. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Friday. Jumu'ah holds a distinguished status in terms of greatness, blessings and reward. There is an entire surah in the noble Quran named after it, in which Friday prayer is also mentioned. It is called Jumu'ah because on this day all of creation was brought together, as the completion of creation occurred on this day. Furthermore, the clay of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam was gathered on this day, and people gather to offer their Jumu'ah prayer on this day too. Before Islam, the Arabs referred to it as Aruba. This blessed day possesses many historical associations and numerous special virtues, such as Allah Almighty created Sayyiduna Adam on Jumu'ah. He was sent down to the earth on this day and passed away on this day. There is a moment on Friday during which whatever a servant asks for, Allah Almighty grants it, so long as he does not ask for anything forbidden. The day of judgment will be established on this day. There is no honored angel, sky or earth, wind, mountain or sea that does not fear the day of Jumu'ah. The marriages of the following sanctified personalities took place on Jumu'ah. Number 1. Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam with Sayyida Hawa radiyallahu anha. Number 2. Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam with Sayyida Zulaykha radiyallahu anha. Number 3. Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam with Sayyida Safura radiyallahu anha. Number 4. Sayyiduna Sulayman alayhi salam with Sayyida Bilqis radiyallahu anha. Number 5. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam with Sayyida Khatija al-Kubra radiyallahu anha and Sayyida Aisha as-Siddiqa radiyallahu anha. Number 6. The fourth caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu anhu, with the beloved daughter of the Messenger, the Lady of Paradise, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu anha. This blessed day has been declared the Eid of the Muslims. Jumu'ah has been referred to as Sayyid al-Ayyam, i.e. the chief of all days. The reward of good deeds is multiplied on Friday. The gates of hell are not opened on this day, nor is it kindled. The record of deeds are presented before the prophets, alayhimu salatu wassalam, and one's parents every Friday. On this day, Muslims perform the Friday prayer. How should one spend Friday? Dear Islamic brothers, you have learned about the honor and greatness of Jumu'ah. We have also been given thorough guidance on how to spend the blessed moments of this day. Fasting on Friday. Fasting on Friday is among the deeds that make one deserving of paradise. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, whoever performs the Friday prayer, fasts that day, visits a sick person, attends a funeral, and participates in a marriage ceremony, i.e. nikah, paradise becomes compulsory, i.e. wajib, for him. Is it permissible to fast only on Jumu'ah? To fast only on Jumu'ah or only on Saturday is makruh-e tanzihi, i.e. mildly disliked. However, if a specific date, such as the 15th of Sha'ban or the 27th of Rajab, coincides with Friday, then fasting on that day is not disliked, since the fast is observed due to the virtue of the date itself. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Friday is a day of Eid for you, so do not fast on it unless you also fast a day before or after it. Reward equal to 10,000 years of fasting. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi states, it has been narrated that the fast of Jumu'ah, when combined with fasting on Thursday or Saturday, is equal to the reward of 10,000 years of fasting. Deeds for Friday. Dear Islamic brothers, below are deeds to be performed on Thursday night, the eve of Friday, and the day of Friday. Number 1. Four acts for the night of Jumu'ah. Whoever offers two units of prayer on the night of Jumu'ah after the Maghrib prayer, according to the procedure mentioned in this hadith, will be protected from the agony of death and the punishment of the grave. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever performs two units on the night of Jumu'ah after the Maghrib prayer, reciting Surah Al-Fatiha once and Surah Al-Zilzal 15 times in each rak'ah, Allah Almighty will ease the pangs of death for him, protect him from the torment of the grave, and make crossing the Sirat easy for him on the day of resurrection. Recite Surah Yasin and become deserving of forgiveness. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever recites Surah Yasin on the night of Jumu'ah, i.e. the night between Thursday and Friday, will be forgiven. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the believer who offers two rak'at on the night of Jumu'ah in such a way that after he recites Surah Al-Fatiha, he recites Surah Al-Ikhlas 25 times in each rak'ah, then recites this salat, sallallahu ala Muhammadin al-Nabiyyil Ummiyyi, 1,000 times, will see me in a dream before the following Jumu'ah. Whoever sees me in a dream, Allah will forgive his sins. Imam al-Zuhri rahmatullahi alayhi states, whoever performs ghusl on the night of Jumu'ah and then offers two rak'at reciting Surah Al-Ikhlas 1,000 times within them, shall see the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in his dream. Number 2. Five deeds for the day of Jumu'ah. Trim your nails, as doing so is a means of acquiring cure. It is stated in a blessed hadith, whoever trims their nails on the day of Jumu'ah, Allah Almighty removes sickness from him and grants him healing. Remember, clipping nails on the day of Jumu'ah is mustahab, i.e. preferable. However, if the nails have grown too long, one should not delay paring them until Jumu'ah, because long nails are a cause of restricted sustenance. Perform a ghusl and apply fragrance on the day of Jumu'ah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, the person who performs ghusl on the day of Jumu'ah and cleans himself as much as he can, applies oil and fragrance available in his home, then goes to the prayer without separating two people, i.e. by stepping over their necks or pushing through his companions to sit between them, but sits wherever he finds a place, prays whatever has been written for him, and remains silent Once the Imam delivers the sermon, i.e. the khutbah, his sins between this Jumu'ah and the next will be forgiven. Wear fine clothes on the day of Jumu'ah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, whoever takes a bath on the day of Jumu'ah, wears good clothes, applies fragrance if he has any, walks calmly with dignity to the Jumu'ah prayer without stepping over people's necks or causing them inconvenience, then performs the prayer and waits until the Imam finishes, his sins between the two Jumu'ahs will be forgiven. Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Al-Dahlawi rahmatullahi alayhi narrates, whoever recites the following salat 1,000 times on the day of Jumu'ah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Nabiyyil Ummi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, will see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in a dream or see his place in paradise. If it does not happen the first time, he should repeat this the following Friday. Insha'Allah, he will witness this beautiful dream within 5 Jumu'ahs. If your parents have passed away, visit their graves, as the best time to visit the graves of one's parents is on the day of Jumu'ah after Fajr. Number 3. Perform the Jumu'ah prayer wearing an imamah. Wearing an imamah, i.e. a turban, on Jumu'ah is a sunnah, and by its virtue, Allah Almighty multiplies the reward manyfold. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, one Jumu'ah with an imamah is equivalent to 70 Jumu'ahs without one. Allah Almighty and His angels send salat upon those who perform their Jumu'ah prayer whilst wearing an imamah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, indeed, Allah Almighty and His angels send salat upon those who wear imamas on the day of Jumu'ah. Allama Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahmatullahi alayhi states, Allah Almighty sending salat means He sends mercy, and the angel sending salat means they seek forgiveness. Number 4. Recite this supplication after the Jumu'ah prayer. The commentator of Sahih al-Bukhari, Allama Ahmad bin Muhammad Qastalani rahmatullahi alayhi, demise 923 AH, quoting Imam Abdullah Yafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, demise 768 AH, writes that the following supplication should be made after the Jumu'ah prayer. Allahumma ya dhal manni wa la yumannu alayka ya dhal jalali wal ikram ya dhal tawli la ilaha illa anta zahrul laji'een wa jarul mustajirin wa ma'manul khaifin in kunta katabtani shaqiyan aw mahruman aw muqattaran alayya fir rizqi famhu shaqawati wa hirmani وإقتار رزقي وأثبتني عندك سعيدا مرزوقا موفقا للخيرات فإنك قلت في كتابك العزيز المنزل على نبيك المرسل يمحو الله ما يشاء ويثبت وعنده أم الكتاب. Number 5. Other deeds for the day of Jumu'ah. The beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, whoever sends salat upon me 80 times on the day of Jumu'ah, Allah Almighty will forgive 80 years of his sins. It was asked, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, how should we send salutations upon you? He replied, say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin abdika wa nabiyyika wa rasulika nabiyyil ummi. O Allah, send mercy upon Sayyiduna Muhammad, your special servant, your prophet, and your messenger, An-Nabi al-Ummi. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, send abundant salat upon me on the bright night and radiant day, i.e. the night of Jumu'ah and the day of Jumu'ah. Recite Surah Al-Kahf as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever recites Surah Al-Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah, a light is illuminated for him between himself and Baytul Atiq, i.e. the Kaaba. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, send abundant salat upon me on the day of Jumu'ah, for it is Yawm al-Mashhud, i.e. the day of attendance. On this day, the angels are present, and whoever sends salat upon me, it reaches me before he finishes reciting it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever enters the Jami Masjid on the day of Jumu'ah and offers four rak'ats before the Jumu'ah prayer, reciting Surah Al-Fatiha and Surah Al-Ikhlas 50 times in each rak'ah, shall see his place in paradise before he dies, or it will be shown to him. If someone is faced with a severe difficulty or pressing need, he should keep three consecutive fasts on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. Then he should bathe on Friday for the Jumu'ah prayer, give some charity and recite the following supplication after the Friday prayer. Thereafter, he should turn wholeheartedly to Allah Almighty, pleading and beseeching him. Insha'Allah, his supplication will be accepted. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi ismika bismillahir rahmanir rahim alladhi la ilaha illa hu alimul ghaibi wash-shahadati huwar rahmanur rahim wa as'aluka bi ismika bismillahir rahmanir rahim alladhi la ilaha illa hu al-hayyul qayyum la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wala nawm الذي ملأت عظمته السماوات والأرض وأسألك باسمك بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو وعنت له الوجوه وخشعت له الأصوات ووجلت القلوب من خشيته أن تصلي على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأن تعطيني مسألتي وتقضي حاجتي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Mention your need after the word حاجتي. Saturday. Saturday is also a very blessed and noble day. Historically, this day is associated with several significant events. The noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam departed from Medina al-Munawwara on a Saturday with 305 Muhajireen and Ansar companions radiyallahu anhum for the battle of Badr. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would visit Quba every Saturday, sometimes riding and sometimes walking. Allah Almighty created the foundation of the earth on Saturday. On Saturday, Allah Almighty forbade 70,000 people from the nation of Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salam from fishing. The term Yawm al-Sabt, i.e. Saturday, is mentioned several times in the Noble Quran. How should one spend Saturday? Dear Islamic brothers, just as Islam guides us to spend every day performing good deeds, it also encourages us to spend Saturday performing certain virtuous actions. Acting upon these brings blessings to this day too. Fasting on Saturday. Among the practices of this day is fasting. Umme Salama radiyallahu anha reports that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would frequently fast on Saturday and Sunday. And he would say, these two, i.e. Saturday and Sunday, are the festivals of the polytheists, and I wish to oppose them. Although fasting on Saturday is encouraged in some narrations, it is discouraged in another narration. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Busr radiyallahu anhu narrates from his sister that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, do not fast on Saturday except for obligatory fasts. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi explains, do not observe a voluntary fast on Saturday alone, because doing so resembles the Jews. Although they do not fast on this day, they venerate it greatly. So your fasting on this day would create a resemblance with them. The opinion of the majority of the pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, is that this prohibition is tanzihi. If one fasts another day, such as Sunday or Friday, along with Saturday, the resemblance and prohibition will no longer remain. Deeds for Saturday. Number one, the blessed morning of Saturday. It is mentioned in Malfuzati Ala Hazrat. Question, I wish to present a plea, I file a petition in court. Which day is suitable for this? Answer, no specific day is designated for this. However, it is stated in a blessed hadith, whoever leaves his home on Saturday morning before sunrise for the sake of fulfilling a need, I guarantee the fulfillment of his need. Number two, the practice of Sayyidina Umar bin Al-Khattab. The second caliph of the Muslims, Sayyidina Umar bin Al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, would go to the upper area of Medina every Saturday. If he saw a slave performing a task that was beyond his strength, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu would assist him with it. Dear Islamic brothers, we should also help the poor and weak on this day. For by doing so, we will be acting upon the practice of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Sunday. Sunday is a day of greatness and blessings. Numerous historical events and special qualities are linked to this day, such as Allah Almighty created three types of stars on Sunday. The seven seas were also created on this day. Number one, Tabaristan. Number two, Bahri Karman. Number three, Bahri Qulzum. Number four, Bahri Hind. Number five, Bahri Oman. Number six, Bahri Rum. Number seven, Bahri Maghrib. On this day, Allah Almighty created fire, the seven earths, man along with the limbs used for prostrating, i.e. both hands, feet, knees and face, and the 7 days. Sowing fields, planting trees and constructing buildings on Sunday are a means of blessings. How should one spend Sunday? Dear Islamic brothers, nowadays in many countries and large cities, Sunday is a day off for most people. As a result, there is a tendency of sleeping late at night and waking up late on Sunday morning, which causes many to miss the Fajr prayer. Some spend the night wandering in streets, neighborhoods, or homes engaging in idle talk, whilst others remain occupied in various sins. If we spend this day worshipping Allah Almighty, reciting the noble Quran, performing abundant dhikr, and reciting salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, our record of deeds will be filled with goodness. To benefit from this holiday, wake up early and perform tahajjud. Then pray fajr in congregation in the first row of the masjid, and remain occupied in dhikr and salat until sunrise to offer ishraq and duha. This has great merit, as stated in a hadith. Whoever prays fajr in congregation, then sits remembering Allah until the sun rises, and thereafter prays 2 rak'at, shall receive the reward of a hajj and umrah. Start the day well, fulfill your obligations, and remain engaged in good deeds throughout the day. Insha'Allah, you will receive abundant blessings from this. In light of the blessed narrations and the sayings of the pious predecessors, rahmahumullah, concerning this day, perform voluntary worship and recite litanies on this day too. Fasting on Sunday. If possible, fast on this day, as the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam often fasted on Saturday and Sunday and said, these two, i.e. Saturday and Sunday, are the festivals of the polytheists and I wish to oppose them. The renowned Quranic exegete Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi states concerning this hadith, Saturday is the festival of the Jews and Sunday is the festival of the Christians. On these days they indulge in eating, drinking and pleasure. So we fast in opposition to them. Deeds for Sunday. Number one. Two acts for the fulfillment of needs. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, on Sunday, affirm the oneness of Allah through abundant prayer. For Allah is one and has no partner. Whoever on Sunday, after performing the obligatory and sunnah prayers of Zuhr, offers an additional 4 rak'at, reciting Surah Al-Fatiha and Tanzeel Al-Sajda, i.e. Surah Al-Sajda in the first rak'at, and Surah Al-Fatiha and Surah Al-Mulk in the second, then performs Tashahud and Taslim, and thereafter stands to offer the final 2 rak'at, reciting Surah Al-Fatiha and Surah Al-Jumu'ah, and asks Allah for his need, it is upon Allah's generosity to fulfill his need. Whoever is in need and recites Surah Al-Kafirun 10 times at sunrise on Sunday shall have his requirement fulfilled. Entering paradise with the Prophet alayhi musallatu wassalam. It is narrated from Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu, whoever offers 20 rak'at on Sunday night, reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, followed by Surah Al-Ikhlas, ay qul huwallahu ahad, 50 times, and the Mu'awwadatain, ay Surah Al-Falak and Surah Al-Nas, once in each rak'ah, then seeks forgiveness 100 times, supplicates for forgiveness for himself and his parents 100 times, sends salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam 100 times, expresses disavowal of his own power and might, seeks the protection of Allah Almighty, then says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, wa ashhadu anna Adama safwatullahi wa fitratuhu, wa Ibrahim khalilullahi, wa Musa kalimullahi, wa Isa ruhullahi, wa Muhammadan habibullah. I testify that there is no deity but Allah, He is one and has no partner. I bear witness that Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam is Safwatullah and created by his divine power. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam is Khalilullah. Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam is Kalimullah. Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam is Ruhullah. And Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is Habibullah. For such a person is a reward equivalent to the number of people who supplicate for offspring. On the day of resurrection, Allah Almighty shall raise him with those who are safe, and it is upon Allah's generosity to admit him into paradise with the prophets alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Monday. To understand the greatness and blessings of Monday, here are some historical events and special virtues of this day. Sayyiduna Idris alayhi salam was raised towards the heavens and entered paradise. Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam went to Mount Tur. Sayyiduna Jibra'il alayhi salam visited the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam for the first time on Monday. The deeds of the Ummah are presented to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam on Monday. Monday has received special blessings due to its connection with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and his blessed era. For example, number one, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was born on Monday, and his prophethood was also manifested on this day. Number two, he migrated from Makkah on Monday. Number three, he entered Medina on Monday. Number four, he departed from this world on Monday. Number 5, he placed the Hajr al-Aswad, i.e. the black stone, in its position on Monday. According to one narration, victory in Badr was granted on Monday, and Surah al-Maidah was revealed on Monday. How should one spend Monday? Dear Islamic brothers, Monday holds great honor due to its association with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Therefore, spend this day in the following manner. Fasting on Monday. If possible, fast on Monday because it is a sunnah. Sayyiduna Abu Qatada radiyallahu anhu narrates, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was asked regarding fasting on Monday, he said, it was on this day that I was born, and on this day revelation, i.e. wahi, was sent to me. Deeds for Monday. Dear Islamic brothers, here are some deeds related to the blessed day of Monday. Forgiveness of all sins. It is mentioned in a hadith, whoever offers 2 rak'ats on Monday, when the sun rises, reciting Surah Al-Fatiha once, Ayatul Kursi once, Surah Al-Ikhlas, Ayyqul Huwallahu Ahad once, and the Mu'awwadhatayn, i.e. Surah Al-Falaq and Surah An-Nas, once each in every rak'ah, then after Taslim seeks forgiveness 10 times and sends Salat upon me 10 times, Allah Almighty will forgive all of his sins. Whoever offers 4 rak'ats on Monday night, reciting Surah Al-Fatiha once and Surah Al-Ikhlas 10 times in the first rak'ah, Surah Al-Fatiha once and Surah Al-Ikhlas 20 times in the second rak'ah, Surah Al-Fatiha once and Surah Al-Ikhlas 30 times in the third rak'ah, and Surah Al-Fatiha once and Surah Al-Ikhlas 40 times in the fourth rak'ah, then after Taslim recites Surah Al-Ikhlas 75 times, seeks forgiveness 75 times for himself and his parents, then asks Allah Almighty for his need, it is upon Allah's generosity to fulfill his need. Whoever performs 2 rak'at reciting Surah Al-Fatiha 15 times, Surah Al-Ikhlas 15 times, and the Mu'awwadhatayn 15 times each in every rak'ah, then after Taslim recites Ayatul Kursi 15 times and seeks forgiveness 15 times, will receive a magnificent reward and great recompense. Tuesday. Tuesday is also a blessed day, and it is associated with several historical events. On this day, Allah Almighty cured Sayyiduna Ayyub alayhi salam. Allah Almighty commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to turn his face from Baytul Maqdis towards the Kaaba when praying. Surah Al-Hadid was revealed on this day, and Allah created iron on this day. On this day, Allah Almighty created the mountains and the beneficial things found within them. Allah Almighty created hell and appointed the angel of death, alayhi salam, over the souls of the children of Adam. How should one spend Tuesday? Dear Islamic brothers, now that you know about the blessings of Tuesday, here is how to spend this day. Fasting on Tuesday. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would fast on Saturday, Sunday and Monday in 1 month, and on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday in another month. Do not cut cloth on Tuesday. One should avoid cutting new cloth on Tuesday. Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis al-Dehlwi rahmatullahi alayhi narrates the saying of Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu anhu, that whoever cuts cloth on Tuesday, that cloth will either be stolen, lost in water, or burned by fire. Note, when someone wears new clothes, he should recite Surah Inna Anzalnahu 10 times, blow upon water, and sprinkle that water upon the garment. This brings blessings. Wednesday. Wednesday also possesses several distinct virtues, and it is associated with several historical events. On Wednesday, Allah Almighty destroyed 7 disbelievers in 7 different ways. Number 1, Auj bin Unuq, who lived for 4,500 years and whose height was the greatest amongst people, was destroyed by the Hudhud. Number 2, Qarun was swallowed by the earth. Number 3, Pharaoh and his army were destroyed by the sea. Number 4, the accursed Nimrud was destroyed by a mosquito. Number 5, the people of Lut were destroyed by stones. Number 6, Shaddad bin Ad was destroyed by the voice of Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam. Number 7, the nation of Ad was destroyed by a fierce wind. It is narrated from Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, Whoever undergoes cupping, i.e. hijama, on Wednesday or Saturday, and later notices leukoderma appear on his body, should blame no one but himself. Allama Abdul Rauf Al-Munawi Rahmatullahi Alayhi Demise, 1031 AH, states, Imam Abu Jafar Nishapuri Rahmatullahi Alayhi said, one day I remarked that this hadith is inauthentic. I then underwent cupping on Wednesday, and I was afflicted with leukoderma. Later, I was blessed with seeing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam in a dream, and I complained to him about this illness. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, beware of disrespecting my hadith, i.e. you were afflicted with this illness because you opposed my hadith. The pious predecessors, rahmahumullah, would hold teaching sessions on Wednesday because knowledge is light and it is befitting to begin it on the day of light. How should one spend Wednesday? Dear Islamic brothers, having learned the significance and distinctions of Wednesday, listen below to some selected actions to perform on this day. Fasting on Wednesday. Sayyiduna Muslim al-Qurayshi radiallahu anhu narrates, I asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam about fasting every day, and he said, your family also has rights over you. Fast in Ramadan, then fast in the month that follows it, and fast every Wednesday and Thursday. It will be as though you fasted every day and also broke the fast. Deeds for Wednesday. Number 1. A reward until the day of resurrection. Whoever performs 2 rak'at on Wednesday night, reciting Surah Al-Falaq, ay qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, 10 times after Surah Al-Fatiha in the first rak'ah, and Surah An-Nas, ay qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, 10 times after Surah Al-Fatiha in the second, 70,000 angels descend from every heaven and continue writing reward for him until the day of resurrection. Number 2. The ruling on clipping nails on Wednesday. One should avoid clipping nails on Wednesday as there is a fear of developing leukoderma. However, if one has not clipped their nails for 39 days and Wednesday is the 40th day, it is wajib, i.e. compulsory, to trim the nails. This is because not trimming the nails for 40 days is impermissible and makruhe tahrimi, i.e. prohibitively disliked. For detailed information, please refer to Al-Fatawa Al-Razawiyya, Volume 22, pages 574 to 685. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi was asked, one hadith prohibits trimming the nails on Wednesday, whilst another hadith mentions its virtue. Can these narrations be reconciled, or is one given preference? What is the ruling on trimming the nails on Wednesday? The Imam rahmatullahi alayhi replied, there is no prohibition regarding cutting the nails on any particular day because no authentic hadith has been established concerning the specification of a day. However, some weak ahadith mention a prohibition of clipping the nails on Wednesday. Therefore, if Wednesday coincides with a day on which it becomes wajib to cut them, for example, if one has not clipped them for 39 days and today Wednesday is the 40th day, then if he does not clip them today, it will exceed 40 days. In that case, it becomes wajib for him to clip them on Wednesday, because allowing them to grow continuously for 40 days is impermissible and makruh tahrimi. If the aforementioned situation does not apply, then it is appropriate to clip them on any day other than Wednesday, as preference is given to the side of prohibition. Beginning a new task on Wednesday. If one intends to start a new task, Wednesday is a very blessed day for it. It is stated in a hadith, مَا بُدِئَ بِشَيْءٍ يَوْمَ الْأَرْبَعَاءِ إِلَّا تَمَّ. No task is begun on Wednesday except that it is completed. The esteemed scholars of the Ummah would also act upon this hadith in matters of teaching and learning. Sayyiduna Shaykh Burhan ad-Din al-Zarnuji rahmatullahi alayhi states, our teacher, Sheikh al-Islam Burhan al-Din, i.e. the author of Al-Hidayah rahmatullahi alayh, would begin a lesson specifically on Wednesday. He would narrate this hadith and use it as evidence, saying that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "No task is begun on Wednesday except that it is completed." This method of beginning lessons was also the practice of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayh. He narrates this hadith from his teacher, Shaykh Qawwam al-Din Ahmad bin Abdul Rashid rahmatullahi alayh. I have also heard from several trustworthy people that Shaykh Abu Yusuf al-Hamadani rahmatullahi alayh would assign every good deed to Wednesday. Wednesday also possesses a distinction in that it is the day on which Allah Almighty created light, thus proving the day to be ominous for the disbelievers and blessed for the believers. Glad tidings of an accepted supplication. It is narrated from Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam supplicated for 3 days, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. On Wednesday, between the Zuhr and Asr prayers, the supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was accepted, and signs of happiness appeared on his blessed face. Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu anhu states, "After that, whenever I faced any important or distressing matter, I waited for that specific time to supplicate to Allah, and I witnessed its acceptance." Thursday. Thursday is a virtuous day because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam made a special supplication for its blessings, saying, "Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha yawma khamisiha." O Allah, bless my ummah in its early rising on its Thursdays. This day is associated with several historical events. Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam went to the king of Egypt on Thursday and found Sayyida Hajra radiallahu anha there. The brothers of Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam entered his court on Thursday and received blessings. On Thursday, Binyamin, Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salam's full brother, entered Egypt and found him. Sayyiduna Ya'qub alayhi salam entered Egypt and gained safety and peace. The leader of the prophets, Sayyiduna Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, entered Mecca and attained victory and support. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam preferred to travel on Thursday. Sayyiduna Ka'b bin Malik radiallahu anhu reports that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam liked to depart for a military expedition on Thursday. Allama Muhammad Abdul Ar-Rauf Al-Manawi rahmatullahi alayhi, demise 1031 AH, writes, "Thursday is a very blessed day, especially for seeking the fulfillment of needs and for beginning journeys. Sayyiduna Sakhr radiallahu anhu used to travel on Thursdays and became very wealthy." He further states, "Sitting early in the morning to seek knowledge is mustahab, i.e. preferable, and beginning the study of an Islamic text on Thursday, especially in the morning, is meritorious. Although the pious predecessors, rahmahumullah, began teaching a new lesson on Wednesday, because Wednesday is the day of light, and knowledge is also light. Gaining new knowledge on Thursday is a source of blessings. Some saintly scholars advised that authorship and recitation should ideally begin on Monday or Thursday." How should one spend Thursday? Dear Islamic brothers, after learning the virtues of this day, here are details on how to spend this day in worship. Fasting on Thursday. If possible, fast on this day, as it is a sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu narrates, "I said to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, 'O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when you fast, it seems as though you will not break your fast, i.e. you fast continuously. And when you do not fast, It seems as though you will never fast except on 2 days. If they occur between the days you are fasting, then that is fine. Otherwise, you make sure to fast on those 2 days in particular. He asked, which days are those? I answered, Monday and Thursday. He replied, these are the days on which deeds are presented to the Lord of all the worlds, and I prefer that my deeds be presented whilst I am fasting. Send abundant salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. To attain further blessings of this day, send an abundance of salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is mentioned in a blessed hadith, when Thursday arrives, Allah Almighty sends angels who carry silver papers and golden pens. They record the names of those who send an abundance of salat upon me on Thursday and Friday night. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.